Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 and 9.
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
Now today's devotional reflection. Chuck writes, some years back, a parent in our church shared with me that while scrolling through social media with their child by their side, they came to a photo of me. The child became highly excited and said, "There's God!" The parent said, "Who, Pastor Chuck?" The child pointed at me in the picture and said, "Yeah, God." The parent said to the child, "His name is Pastor Chuck and he brings the word of God. I am certainly not God. I often feel like the Apostle Paul, the chief of sinners." Regardless, the expression from this child reminds me of a scriptural principle that John W. Rittenbaugh writes about. In God's eyes and in a small child's, a parent stands in the place of God himself. In the physical sense, parents are the child's creator, provider, lawgiver, teacher and protector, and sometimes even savior. A child's response to this relationship will greatly determine his later response to larger relationships in society, and it is absolutely certain to affect his relationship with God. Thus, since parents represent God, it becomes their obligation to live lives worthy of that honor. It begins with the parents through child training and example. As adults, we often forget the impact we have on the lives of a child. In our busy, frequently hectic lives, we fail to recall that children look to us for provision, legislation, teaching, protection, and often salvation from the monster in the closet or the bathroom drain. Genuine fears of childhood that call for a savior adult. The way we represent God to our children is the method by which they will recognize God in their lives. As adults, we need to stop and consider that we are ambassadors of the Almighty. Scripture states to train children in the way they should go, so when they grow old, they should not depart from those ways. The best teaching is caught, not taught. May we be people who love God so dearly that our expression of love is contagious to the children and young at heart we encounter. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.